Thank you very much, Annette. I would like to thank our guest speakers and all participants for the valuable contributions. Thank you all for engaging in such a rich discussion. This morning we heard from our esteemed panelists and from colleagues in the room on how we can address this truly unprecedented crisis. I would like to highlight some of the key themes that have emerged. First, there is an urgent need for additional funding. In the absence of additional resources, people are making unimaginably difficult decisions and they're being caught in a vicious cycle of vulnerability just to meet life-saving needs. Second, coordinated action is of the utmost importance. This means implementing a truly multi-sectoral response to food insecurity, strategically deploying humanitarian and development assistance, and leveraging the unique capabilities and capacities of all entities. Third, is investing in early action and anticipatory approaches. Instead of waiting for a shock like a flood or a drought to occur, we can get ahead of the impact and prevent humanitarian needs from getting worse. Scaling up early action could potentially transform the future of humanitarian and development assistance. And lastly, we must do more to prevent food insecurity from taking hold. We must work individually and collectively to diffuse drivers of need and risk, while also ensuring we are set up to ensure an effective humanitarian response in an even more complex environment. So thank you very much to all of you again. The Council will reconvene this afternoon at 3 p.m. in this same conference room to begin its general discussion of Agenda Item 9. I would like to remind delegations that the schedule of said events taking place on the margins of the Humanitarian Affairs segment is available on the OCHA Humanitarian Affairs segment website. I encourage you to attend these events. I also look forward to welcome you, all of you, to the reception that I'm hosting in my capacity as Vice President of the Council responsible for the Humanitarian Affairs segment, taking place today afternoon at 6 p.m. at the Serpent Bar at the Palais des Nations. The meeting is adjourned.